I sit as close together as possible. We are very fortunate to be seated in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be in the company of the malaika, the pure beings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. For every moment we spend in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us tremendously. And also on behalf of the organization called Darul Arqam, under the amirship of Muhammad Darul Sidat Sahib, we'd like to welcome each one of you to tonight's program. For those of us who have seen the poster entitled Shias, there might be some amongst us who have seen this word for the first time. There might be some amongst us who have heard of Shias, but we don't know much about them. And of recent in our country, alhamdulillah, when we look at the history of Muslims in South Africa, there has not been much conflict or much opposition with regard to us as Muslims. But of recent, this group has emerged amongst the Muslims in South Africa, and more with outside influence. There are a few centers that have been set up in our country, and they are intermingling amongst us with the pretext that they are Muslims, this in the same way that we are Muslims. But they are differentiating factors between us and between them. At times they say that they are the correctly guided school of thought, and at times they refer to themselves as the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt. So with the emergence of this group amongst us, and with them mixing amongst us, there are cases where they are even marrying amongst us. We feel that it is a need to educate the public with regards to this group of people. Who are they? What are they? What is their history? What is their background? The differentiating factors between us and between them. So the ulama of Darul Arqam have seen this need to bring this light, to bring this in front of the public and to educate us so that we know who they are, what are they, what are the aims, what are the objectives, the differentiating factors between us and between them. Because anyone can come about and say that I'm also a Muslim like you, but that person's beliefs might be not in accordance to your beliefs, and he might influence you, and you might become influenced. At the moment, they seem to be targeting unwary and unsuspecting Muslims, people who don't have much knowledge. So they come with the pretext that we are Muslims, same like you, but as time goes by, they begin influencing their thoughts upon you and their ideologies upon you. So you still think that you're following Islam, but there's a great danger and a great fear that you could even be out of the fold of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So with regards to this, we have arranged this program and this series of programs. Alhamdulillah, we see there's a wonderful attendance. So again, we'd like to appeal to everyone to try and come forward and make place for those brothers who will still be coming in. And to begin tonight's program, inshallah, we'll call upon Hamza Sidat, one of the students of Madrasa Tadabbir al-Quran, in fact, Qari Hamza Sidat, to come forward and render us a recitation from the Quran. Thereafter we will have one naat, and thereafter we will call our honorable guest to come and address us.